Minor League Baseball has been in Salem. It's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 3 of this 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox and tonight, the Salem Beer Mongers, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Well, Gio, we just mentioned this. Tonight, on this gorgeous night for baseball here in Southwest Virginia, the Red Sox, as they always do, on Thursday evenings, they turn into their alter ego, the Salem Beer Mongers, kind of an homage to the local breweries here in the Salem, Virginia area. And so far, in kind of that tiny teal baby blue type of look, the Red Sox have fared pretty well. They're 5-0 to start the season here on home Thursday nights.
Unblemished. And it's just kind of one of those anomalies, right?
Yeah.
Look at the New York Mets, 6-0 under Grimace after he threw out the first pitch. And kind of one of those weird things, but something about these Thursday nights in Salem. You want to look logistically. I think it comes down to a team that really finds their groove midway through a series and starts to really capitalize on some opportunities. The feeling out process at that point, if you will, is kind of over. After Tuesday and Wednesday, you get into that third game, and this is a good ball club. This is a good team with good players, and they start to kind of come into their own in the midway portion of the series, and it's resulted in an undefeated record on Thursdays here at home in 2024 thus far.
5-0 indeed at home this year on Thursdays in 2024, and trying to continue that momentum in a pretty big one for the Salem Red Sox. The first two games in this series have been split. The Red Sox were 2-1 victors on a Tuesday, walk-off broken bat single off the bat of Antonio Anderson, won the game on Tuesday evening, and then yesterday was a little bit of a strange one. The Red Sox, they lost that one by a final score of 2-0. They only had one base runner the whole game. Marvin Alcantara single in the fifth. That was it. A 2-0 loss, just one base hit, and just kind of wasn't their day. So now you turn the page, and it is, by the way, the final day of the first half of play in the Carolina League North. And with the victory, the Red Sox will finish above 500 in a half for the first time since 2021, which I think can help a lot momentum-wise going forward.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think heading into tomorrow, where you get to wipe the slate clean, if you can go in with a little bit of positive momentum, and they've already manufactured that.
Yeah.
At this point, they certainly have. But after a loss yesterday and a one-hitter, you'd really like to dominate in a way today or find a way to win and carry that into tomorrow. Because I'll tell you what, Carter, this is a team that looks poised to really make a run at this thing in the second half. Now, the second half is long. The season is long. We know that. But they're playing their best baseball
yeah.
right now. They're playing the best baseball we've seen them play all year, offensively, defensively. This team is really coming into their own. Yeah, you've lost guys like Josh Dixon Garcia, Miguel Blaze. You've lost some pitching talent that has elevated to the next level, which is the goal from the get-go. But other guys really starting to step up. Antonio Anderson in some clutch moments. You get Brooks Brannon from the FCL now in his third week, second home series for Brooks Brannon. And so far he's 3-for-4 in this series after playing on Tuesday and resting yesterday. Nelly Taylor, both offensively and defensively, has been terrific. Freddy Encarnacion quietly alongside Andy Lugo leading the team in batting average. I mean, you go one through nine, pretty much night in, night out, and there's no miss. That's the recipe for a good winning team.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Again, the Red Sox coming at 33-32. And this was a team that started 5-9 to start the season. They've won back-to-back series now to close out the first half. And, you know, Liam Carroll and company have kind of talked about this is kind of 2-3-game series, like most weeks are, but more so this week with the first half coming to a close today, the second half starting tomorrow. And, you know, the Red Sox, after winning on Tuesday, yesterday, just a little bit of a clunker, couldn't get anything done offensively, but at the same time, you pitch well enough, just like the Red Sox have done for the most part all year long, you always give yourselves a chance to win. So now, the slate is wiped clean today, and what an opportunity ahead for the Red Sox at home on a Thursday with JoJo and Gracia toeing the hill for Salem. We'll get to him in just a moment, but again, Thursday night, four games remaining in the series, but one tonight that you certainly want to win. Looking back to yesterday just a little bit, just to continue to break that one down a tad. Again, a 2-0 victory for the Augusta Green Jackets, and you look at things overall, there was only one base runner for the Red Sox. Okay, there were only seven base runners combined throughout the majority of the contest. There wasn't a single walk by Green Jackets pitching all night long, which is a hat tip to them because they were phenomenal all evening long. And the Red Sox, Luis Cohen was pretty good on the buck. 4 1/3 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Michael Sansone, though, I think he was the bright spot of the night. 4 2/3 scoreless of hitless baseball, too, might I add. 4 strikeouts, no walks, and had there not have been any 5 on Fraley Encarnacion later in the contest back in the 8th, he would have been perfect through almost 5. So I think, again, you're looking at some guys that have really vaulted the Red Sox back into winning ways, if you will, and Michael Sansone, somebody who maybe should be around here for the next couple weeks at least for sure, too.
Yeah, it's almost frustrating. You're like, dang, you wasted him in a loss in a way, right? And obviously there's no waste. He kept you in the ballgame. He gave you a chance offensively. Unfortunately, the pitching was just so dominant on the other side as well. You talk about the incredible start on the bump for Didier Fuentes, and then he just got complimented nicely. Will Silva was able to come in and shut the door for the Augusta Green Jackets. But when you got a guy in Fuentes who retires 18 of the 19 batters that he faces, I mean, tough to win a ball game like that. But you go out there with Michael Sansone, the southpaw certainly gave you a chance. And, you know, that's a situation too, Carter. He pitched on Wednesday. I mean, you could potentially see him again Sunday.
Yep.
Saturday or Sunday, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
No doubt about that indeed. Again, game three of this six-game set between the Red Sox and tonight the Beer Bunkers and the Augusta Green Jackets. The Green Jackets at 27-37, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, and the Red Sox are 33-32, single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Much, much more to break down. We'll go through starting lineups, tonight's starting pitchers. Talk about JoJo and Gracia and why he's continued to shine so far here this season at the single-A level. That's on the other side of this break, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock.
Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame report rolls on here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Gorgeous night for baseball here on this Thursday evening. For game three of this six-game set between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Time to take you through tonight's starting lineups here in Salem. First for the Augusta Green Jackets, penciled in by first-year manager Winston Sawyer. And we'll hand it over to my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Eater. Take it away, sir.
Appreciate it, Carter. How about this? Spectacular weather. Looks like we're going to have a great crowd on hand. A thirsty Thursday. Bark in the Park night as well. Going to have some pooches in the park in attendance, and looking forward to a good one tonight. Augusta rolls out there. Top of the order looks very similar to what it has all week long. Isaiah Drake, the 22nd best prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, he leads off in center field. Luis Sanchez plays at second base and bats second. Will Verdung, the designated hitter, he bats third. And I'll tell you what, Carter, you know what always throws me off is when they play us on the video board as we're doing
our
pregame show, because
you're
hearing yourself talk in the background, and it really is just kind of a bizarre vibe, so to speak. But we roll on. Leiker Figueroa is the third baseman to the hot corner. He bats cleanup. Cam McGee, the shortstop, he'll bat fifth. Cade Curran, the former Ohio State Buckeye in left field, he bats sixth. Robert Gonzalez out in right field, ready to bat seventh. Jacob Godwin behind the dish, featured in your battery, the catcher, bats eighth. And Joe Olsovsky plays over at first base today. Interesting. Saw him in the middle of the infield at short last night. So
yes,
he plays in the nine hole at first base today. Davis Polo, the starting pitcher on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. One more time through the order, it goes Drake, Sanchez, Verdung, Figueroa, McGee, Kern, Gonzalez, Godman, and Olsovsky. Carter, with the Salem Sox, take it away.
Yes, sir. Penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. And it's a nice one. It's a nice one for the Salem Red Sox, and it starts at the top with the shortstop, Nizan Zanitello. He's the best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Gets the start in the leadoff spot for the third time this series. So nice to see Nizan really back at full strength. Everyday player here in the starting lineup, and excited to see him in the sixth hole today for the Red Sox. In the two hole, it's the designated hitter, Antonio Anderson. You go from the eighth best prospect to the 18th best prospect in the system, and in the three spot, the catcher, Brooks Brannan. 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. So 1-2-3, Zanitello, Anderson, and Brannan. And then in the cleanup spot, you turn it over to the center fielder. It's Nelly Taylor Jr., who, again, quiet night at the plate yesterday. But man, oh man, what he did in the field, you just don't see across baseball. Three absolutely spectacular plays defensively in center field, and fitting the day after Willie Mays passes away that he does such a phenomenal job out there in center. The third baseman, Freddy Encarnacion, hits fifth for Salem, and in the sixth hole, the right fielder, Nedan Utep. So 4-5-6, Taylor, Encarnacion, and Utep. In the seventh spot, starting in left field today after getting the start at first yesterday, it is Andy Lugo. And returning to Salem after a brief trip up to AA Portland, the second baseman, Framy De Leon, comes back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. He did play in one game last week in that Fayetteville series, but nice for him to get some experience at the AA level. Played in two games and also one start for the AA Portland Sea Dogs. And then rounding out the starting lineup in the nine hole, at first base tonight, Big Al, Albert Faley. So 7-8-9, Lugo, De Leon, and Faley's. 1-9, Zanitello, Anderson, Brannan, Taylor, Encarnacion, Utep, Lugo, De Leon, Felix, and on the bump for Salem. This has been one of the talking points. JoJo Ingracia, former 14th round pick a season ago out of Cal State Fullerton, gets the ball today. He comes in with a 3-1 record, a 2.45 ERA. This is appearance number 15. Start number 6, he has continued to work his way into that starting role. 36 2/3 innings pitched, 60 strikeouts to just overall. This is also what makes him so good. You look at his numbers so far this season, and the 60 strikeouts stand out, but you also look at what he's done in the walk category, which is routine. So, again, has that swing and miss stuff, and coming off of an outing in Fayetteville last week, in which he struck out 8 and walked just 1. So very JoJo-like down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Continues to be one of the storylines this season down in St.
Yeah, no doubt about it. JoJo's been such a delight to watch night in and night out when it comes to pitching talent. This is a team that's had an embarrassment of riches in starting pitcher talent, and JoJo's kind of developed into one of the headliners. Carter, you remember, started as a bullpen arm.
Yep.
When this season got going, it has emerged as a terrific, terrific starting pitcher. Just so excited to see what he brings to the table tonight, because it just feels like he truly has the ability to control and dominate a game at this level. I think it's only a matter of time before he's suiting up for the drive.
No doubt about that. You know, one more thing I want to mention, too. Brooks Brannon, somebody you mentioned. We talked about this in the pregame stand-up, and you know, when you have guys that go up to Greenville, the high A level, as you naturally do at this level, to continue to win down here, you have to have somebody to continue to step up. And, you know, Brooks is somebody who has kind of been one of those two, three guys as of late. Again, 21st best prospect in the system. That 3-for-4 day really shows that back on Tuesday, but I think he's one of those guys, too, that commands the clubhouse, just kind of demands, you know, certain things out of his teammates, but also is just a joy to play with, and is a big reason why, from a camaraderie standpoint, too, why Salem has continued to win, which is a big talking point, too, that I don't think we mentioned as much as we should.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that front, Carter, and everything just starting to come together at the right time, right? First half comes to a close tonight. Second half starts tomorrow. This team's playing good baseball. They especially do it on Thursdays. Let's come away with another win.
Well, the Mudcats are winners of the first half in the Carolina League North, and the Annapolis Cannonballs are the first half winners in the Carolina League South. So those two will be in the postseason, and we'll find out who the other two will be in the second half of play. First half comes to a close tonight. First pitch on the other side of this break. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Well, the vibes are immaculate on this Thursday evening of baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's JoJo Day on the bump here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. JoJo and Gracia toes the rubber. And to start us off on the play-by-play duties for innings 1-3, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Like you mentioned, a spectacular evening for baseball here on a thirsty Thursday, Bark in the Park night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox in their kind of alternate ego uniforms tonight. They got the baby blues with the navy blue sleeves, baby blue caps with a red brim, and of course, the red accents on the numbers and letters. The Red Sox turn into the Salem Beer Mongers tonight on a thirsty Thursday. And Carter, you know it's big, and you have a special pitching prospect when he's got his own night named after him, like you mentioned, JoJo Night tonight.
I know. I wanted to coin that. No, it's been coined before, but I wanted to be sure to mention that this evening because he's been somebody who has earned that so far this year with his numbers so far this season. 2-1 record, or 3-1 record with a 2.45 ERA. Just somebody who is absolutely balled out down here at the single-A level. Surprised and opened some eyes after being a 14th-round pick a season ago and now gets his fifth start of the season here this evening.
Well, Isaiah Drake, the 22nd best prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, leads off as he has all week long thus far for the Augusta Green Jackets. He digs in from the left side of the first pitch on the way. He looks at a fastball down and away out of the zone. And the count now 1-0. First pitch tallied in there at 7:04 p.m. Carter, how about that? We're a minute early.
Yes.
Does that ever happen? The 1-0. Fastball, this is cranked right side, staying fair. Feliz gobbles it up and steps on first with his left foot in time for out number one.
Wow. We came back from our pregame show just a little bit late before the game. I was wondering, I was like, I thought we timed that up pretty well. But yeah, off to about a minute early. The national anthem was quicker today.
It was.
It was quicker today.
Quick pace to it. Brings up Luis Sanchez. Two-hole hitting second baseman digs in from the right side. JoJo Ingracia toeing the rubber for the Sox tonight. And the 21-year-old feeds him a foul that rolls to the right side. Nothing and one. Sanchez, a 210 hitter. What you got, Carter?
I was just going to say, I think tonight's going to be a much more eventful night for baseball, but a less eventful start after a double on the first pitch yesterday.
0-1. This is drubbed foul right side once again, and quickly Sanchez finds himself down nothing in two. JoJo Ingracia, 21-year-old lefty out of El Cajon, California. A long, long way from the mountains of Salem in southwest Virginia, the 0-2. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. The count now 1-2. How about that? What a toss by Brooks Brannon. Just a little extra flair to it. This team seems to be playing with a different level of confidence as of late. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball cranked high into the air. Shallow right field. Chasing underneath it, Nathaniel Uteni. Calls off De Leon, and he makes the catch for out number two.
Quick work for JoJo. Just, what, five pitches in? That's efficiency from the left-hander.
Well, we've seen a pair of pitchers' duels so far this week. No team has scored more than two runs. Two runs has been enough so far this week. 2-0 last night in favor of Augusta. 2-1 on Tuesday, believe it or not, at 11:05 a.m. in favor of the Sox. First pitch to Will Verdung, and he eyes up a fastball high out of the zone, 1-0. Will Verdung, what a journeyman, finds himself in the Atlanta Braves organization, 1-0. Breaking ball in there, outer half for a strike. Called by home plate umpire Derek Pacheco. Gustavo Garza out in the field this evening. As Verdung looks at a strike on the inner half once again. Two balls and a strike now for the 229 hitter. Will Verdung played his college ball at the JUCO ranks. Out of Corinth, Connecticut. Two balls and a strike for Verdung. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses at the ankles. The count now 3-1.
Yeah, he got an opportunity multiple years playing wood bat baseball at the Summer Collegiate League, too. Played with the High Point Thomasville High Toms. Down in Thomasville, North Carolina.
Yeah. Three balls and a strike, the offering. Fastball misses downstairs. Oh, he didn't move. I sure thought it was 3-1. Scoreboard read 3-1.
And now it's 2-2.
2-2, the pitch. Breaking ball misses downstairs. It's now 3-2.
And I think Verdung is asking the home plate umpire, Derek Pacheco, too, for the count. He's saying that's ball four. I think we all got messed up.
I think everybody. And now they're pointing to first, and that is ball four. So Verdung ends up walking with two gone, puts a runner on first, sets it up for the cleanup man, Laker Figueroa. Third baseman has appeared in every game so far this series. Yesterday, 0-4. And a 2-0 win for Augusta. Batted in the four spot yesterday, but the six hole on Tuesday. Pickoff over to first, head first slide. Sees Verdung in there safely. Figueroa below the Mendoza line at 173. Four RBI on the season. Lefty on righty. Ingracia deals. First pitch. Misses. No. Late strike call by Derek Pacheco. Clips the inside corner. Nothing and one. And
we have to learn from Tuesday.
Yeah, you mentioned it Tuesday. You talked about it. How it is a later strike call. From the belt, Ingracia with a glance to first. Steals the 0-1. This is cranked back up the middle on a breaking ball. De Leon scoops it up, and the second baseman plops his foot on the second base bag for out number three. Well, JoJo faces four, and he sits him down in that many as we're scoreless going to the home half of the first in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball as the Beer Mongers tonight on a thirsty Thursday at the ballpark.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, gorgeous night for a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. We're scoreless, heading to the home half of the first inning. And the Red Sox send out their 1-2-3, Nezan Zanatello at short tonight. Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter. And Brooks Brennan, the catcher, featured in the battery behind the dish. Nezan Zanatello ready to dig in from the right side. Hitless in his last six outings. Carter going through a little bit of a slump, looking to break out of it against Davis Polo on a Thursday night. First pitch, and he looks at a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one.
And what better night to do it, too? You just need to see one here if you're Zanatello as well.
0-1. This is downstairs with a breaking ball, and the count now evens up and a ball at his strike. We talked about JoJo Ingracia. Davis Polo, 19-year-old righty out of Cali, Colombia, the 1-1. Fastball sizzles high in the zone for a strike, 1-2. He comes in with a 1-6 win-loss record, a 4.36 earned run average. As Polo kicks and delivers, the 1-2. Bring him up, strike three. Boy, he got him with that backdoor breaking ball at the knees. And Zanatello strikes out again. Ended up with two strikeouts yesterday. Struck out four times on Tuesday and is sat down looking to start out here today.
Yeah. It's a good pitch, too. Caught the bottom half of the zone.
Here's Antonio Anderson, first pitch, and he swings, drives one high into the air, popped up, right side, foul territory. Underneath it, Olsovsky, the first baseman, pinches the leather. Route number two, just like that.
It's contagious, I guess. But Olsovsky, that's a nice play, too, coming for first. And I mean, yeah, you may say, like, that's a routine play, per se. You know, I guess you could throw it in there. But at the same time, when you're charging from all the way behind the bag, back at first, and then having to make the play right in front of the on-deck circle, down the first baseline, you take that in a heartbeat, for sure.
First pitch to Brooks Brannan. He swings, pops this one up, right side of the infield. Underneath it, Olsovsky, and the first baseman ranges just across the line into foul territory, makes the head-high catch for out number three. Well, first pitch swinging was the story yesterday, and apparently it is again here tonight as both Anderson and Brooks Brannan pop out to end the inning. Scoreless, we head to the top of two on a Thirsty Thursday here in Salem. Gracia on the bump when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second on a Thirsty Thursday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're scoreless between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Final game of the first half of the 2024 season in the Carolina League. Jojo Ingracia, one of the aces of the Red Sox on the hill, into his second inning of work. He's faced four batters thus far. Induced two ground outs, flew one out to right, and Wilbur Dung ended up walking on a full count. It goes 5-6-7 for the Green Jackets. Cam McGee, Cade Kern, and Robert Gonzalez. First pitch is fisted foul left side by Cam McGee, the 207 hitter, and it's nothing and one. McGee playing shortstop, batting fifth this evening. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away, just barely. Lifted the bat off his left shoulder. It's 1-1. Well, McGee not in there yesterday in a 2-0 win for the Green Jackets, but did play on Tuesday. 1-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. It's 1-2. And McGee went 0-4 in the 2-1 Red Sox win back on Tuesday. 11:05 a.m. was first pitch for camp day. Feels like a week ago at this point. The 1-2. Breaking ball just misses inside. 2-2.
JoJo is somebody who likes to, again, work at a quicker pace. Right back to work with about 10 seconds on the pitch clock every single time.
Gracia hurls, 2-2. Fastball, this spikes in the dirt. Brooks Brannan does a nice job to keep it in front of him. Three balls in, two strikes for Cam McGee. McGee, another one of those guys on this roster that played some high-level college baseball out of Washington State. Payoff pitch. Swings and drubs it back up the middle, but it deflected off his ankle first, and we'll do it all over again with a 3-2 count. McGee majored in sports management all the way across the country. The Anaheim, California native, so you got Cali on Cali. Ingracia hails from California as well. Played at Arizona State before transferring to Washington State. Here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball fisted back foul. Ready to stay alive at 3-2.
And I'd have to see where El Cajon is. I'm pretty sure it's close-ish to LA.
Okay.
Obviously, Anaheim is on the southern side of Los Angeles.
Sure. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball down and away. That slider snapped at 87. There's one gone. First strikeout of the night for JoJo Ingracia, the Cal State Fullerton product, and it brings up former Ohio State Buckeye, Cade Kern, the left fielder batting six digs in from the right side. One more look as Kern fists one foul over the fence. Nothing at one. You saw it on MILB TV, the way that breaking ball just eludes barrels.
And swing and miss is his MO, too, for JoJo Ingracia.
A one, fastball swing and a miss, down and in, nothing in two. Yeah, no doubt about that. You look at his stats so far. 60 strikeouts, Carter, in 36 and two-thirds innings. 0-2, fastball down and away, 1-2.
By the way, El Cajon, I looked it up real fast, just outside of San Diego.
Okay.
So not crazy far from L.A., but not in the L.A. area, per se.
Ingracia deals. 1-2. Fastball. This is lifted into the air right field. Chasing in to Tanner Utan. It drops in front of him for a bloop single the other way. A one-out base hit for Cade Kern, and Augusta's in business. Their first knock of the day.
First hit for either side here in the second. Just a little bloop shot down the right field line. No, not really a shot for Tanner Utan. He kind of came crashing in on that. You know, once it fell, you realize how far he had to come get that ball, and no shot for the right fielder.
Here's Robert Gonzalez. First pitch, runner takes off from first. No throw down by Brandon as the breaking ball finds the top part of the zone, nothing in one. Decided not to throw through there, and I think it was just an exceptional jump by Cade Kern, taking off plenty of time. Puts a runner in scoring position here for Augusta. Scoreless ball game, top of two in Salem, one gone. Ingracia deals, 0-1. Looping curveball, misses high, 1-1. Tell you what, Carter. Last outing for JoJo Ingracia on the road at Fayetteville. Simply put, one of his most impressive of the season. He just continues to get better. The 1-1. Fastball rifled on the ground, right side. Scooped up by De Leon. Tossed to first in time for out number two. The runner moves to third. 4-3 if you're keeping it at home. Cade Kern now stands just 90 feet away from the Green Jackets. And the table is set with two gone for Jacob Godman, the catcher in the 8-hole. But going back to that point on JoJo Ingracia, last outing on the road at Fayetteville, went 5 innings, 2-hit baseball, gave up 1 run, it was earned, just 1 walk. How about tying his season high with 8 strikeouts as a fastball pierces the inside corner, nothing and one. 8 Ks.
Yeah.
Come on.
8 strikeouts to just a single walk. And we've seen that from JoJo quite a few times throughout the year, too.
JoJo with a long look in the 0-1. Fastball misses outside. 1-1. Well, he's done 8 just twice.
Yep.
The first was on May 9th. It was on the road at Columbia. Had 8 strikeouts in 3 innings. Which is incredible. 1-1. Fastball runs high. 2-1. But he's had 7 quite a few times. Never tallied more than 5, though, in the month of April. So really got going in May and June. 2 balls and a strike to pitch. Fastball. This is downstairs. And home plate umpire and Derek Pacheco says that he went around on a check swing. So that evens up the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes for Jacob Godman with a runner off the third. 2 gone here in the top of the second. Big spot for JoJo on the hill. He deals 2-2. Fastball trims downstairs. Count worked full.
And JoJo, too. You mentioned April and May. He was still getting built up around then.
Sure.
So now he's throwing 5 if he's on, just like he did on the road in Fayetteville a week ago.
Payoff pitch. Fastball. Home plate umpire Pacheco says he went around on the check swing. And JoJo picks up his 2nd strikeout to strand the runner at 3rd. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the 2nd here in Salem. It's a JoJo day on the hill, and you know what that means. It means the Red Sox got a good chance to win a ball game, and you might see something fun. Home half and 2 after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs.
Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Gorgeous night for baseball here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Scoreless heading to the bottom of the second between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. 4-5-6 due up for the Sox. Nellie Taylor Jr., Freley Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Uten. Nellie Taylor ready to dig in from the left side, facing off against Davis Polo now in his second inning of work. And what quick work it was through the first, Carter. The Red Sox were sat down and just a handful of pitches for Nizan Zanatello. He struck out looking, and then Anderson and Brandon both popped out on the first pitch they saw. First pitch on the way, Nellie Taylor nubs it foul left side into the seats. Nothing and one. Taylor Jr., a .232 hitter with two homers, 28 runs batted in on the season. 0-1 on the way to the lefty. And a fastball misses high. Ball one strike for Nellie Taylor. What a day he had yesterday defensively, Carter.
Yes.
The offensive outpour wasn't there across the board for the Sox. But oh man, the 1-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away, 1-2. Had a handful of web gems. I mean three or four really impressive plays. Two in particular was the first and then final out of the fourth inning. Dove for one and then snatched one at the ankles on the run. The 1-2. Check swing, pitch misses down and away. An appeal, and field umpire Gustavo Garza says he held back. It's 2-2.
Yeah, and again, he made the one diving one out left center, but the shoestring grab he made coming in at his feet.
2-2. He swings, ropes it on the ground, right side, diving stop by Olsowski, underhands to the covering Polo for out number one. What a play defensively.
Out right on cue. Defense has been insane in the series. I mean, that is Olsowski, I should say. Starting at first tonight, was it short yesterday? Made two nice plays behind the bag, coming into foul territory, making two catches, and Olsowski on that one. Moving to his left, having to dive in foul ground and get to his feet, flipped at the covering pitcher in Polo.
First pitch swung on and missed, a fastball by Freley Encarnacion, and the count now nothing at one.
That's as high level as it gets right there.
Freley, a .265 hitter, the 0-1 pitch on the way. He swings, sit back into the seats, foul, quickly down 0-2. Yeah, that was next level, to put it quite honestly. No balls, two strikes to pitch. Encarnacion chops it left side of the infield, gobbled up by Figueroa at third, fired a first in time for out number two. Two gone just like that here in the second. And it brings up Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder. All of a sudden, the Red Sox bats for the second day in a row. If you don't want to say gone cold, but quick work by these Augusta pitchers.
Yeah, absolutely. Davis Polo off to a nice start on the bump and working ahead, too, which is the biggest thing.
First pitch called a strike on the inside corner on a check swing and an appeal. Tanya Uten looking at a nothing and one count. .231 hitter, five homers, the 0-1. He swings and misses. Got in front of a breaking ball. Right over the heart of the plate, and it's nothing and two.
Only one walk so far today between either team. It was JoJo's, and as you know, that's pretty uncharacteristic, you know, for JoJo and Gracia.
0-2 on the way to Uten. And he takes a breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. 26 RBIs for Uten, and nobody on to bring in here. Two gone, bases empty, 1-2 the count, bottom of the second inning. on a Thirsty Thursday in Salem. Polo nods his head, yes, kicks and deals. 1-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a rifle high into the gap, left center, underneath it, the left fielder, Kern, chases in to make the catch, head high for out number three. Well, the Red Sox, six up, six down offensively thus far. We go to the third scoreless here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third on a beautiful Thirsty Thursday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A JoJo day. JoJo Ingracia on the bump, and he's been efficient thus far. Two strikeouts to his name, ready to face the bottom of the order for the first time. Goes 9-1-2 for the Augusta Green Jackets. Joel Sofsky, Isaiah Drake, and Luis Sanchez. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you all season long. And I'll tell you what, Carter, Joel Sofsky made the play of the game thus far. The first baseman diving stop to his left-hand side, foul territory, got up and was able to underhand it to the covering pitcher in Davis Polo for an outstanding out number one that set the table in that second inning.
Yeah, it was fantastic down to first base to dive into foul ground.
First pitch. Ball clips the inside corner for a strike, nothing at one.
Dive into foul ground, make the play. Flip to the covering Polo. I mean, that's as high level as it gets down here.
0-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike for Joel Sofsky. 186 hitter, another guy that's just a little shy of the Mendoza line. 14 ribbies on the year, has yet to homer. 1-1. Check swings, goes around, says home plate umpire Derek Pacheco on a breaking ball well in the dirt. It's 1-2. Your defensive alignment tonight for the Red Sox. Freddy Encarnacion plays in the hot corner at third. Zan Zanatello at shortstop this evening. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Olsovsky. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in, and he strikes out on four pitches. One gone, and the third strikeout of the night for JoJo Ingracia to start out the third.
Yeah, number three for JoJo. He's been looking fairly sharp so far today. And in a game where it looks like there's going to be a pitcher's duel, once again, you have to be. And from start to finish throughout the week, it's been top-notch, and JoJo's just continuing that so far.
First pitch to Isaiah Drake in the top of the order. Skies one high into the air, left side, just out of the infield. Underneath it, Andy Lugo calls off the shortstop Zanatello and pinches the leather for out number two. Well, back to the top for the first time for JoJo, and no problem as Isaiah Drake goes first pitch swinging, and there's two gone. Here's Luis Sanchez, the 209 hitter from the right side. Flew out to right field his first time up. And continuing, the infield alignment for the Red Sox, Framy DeLeon, is at second as a first pitch fastball clips the inside half, nothing and one. Albert Feliz plays at first. Brooks Brannan, your battery, behind the dish. Ingracia deals 0-1. Fastball swing and a miss, high and away, and quickly Luis Sanchez finds himself down 0-2.
Working ahead. Efficiency. I mean, it's lather, rinse, repeat at this point.
0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. A half-hearted swing on a disgusting breaking ball. Give JoJo number four, and that brings the top of the third to a close. Still scoreless here in Salem. We go to the bottom of three. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long?
Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. We're still scoreless between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Well, the Sox have been retired 1-2-3 in both the first and the second. So 7-8-9 it goes. Andy Lugo, Framy DeLeon, and Albert Feliz. Davis Polo ready to face the bottom of the order for the first time against the Red Sox. And how about JoJo Ingracia on the hill thus far, though, Carter, for the Sox? Up to four strikeouts, and despite giving up a walk and a hit, has been pretty flawless through three.
Yeah, now you just got to hope the offense can do their part as well. It's still very early in this ball game, but Polo has done such a nice job of limiting the Red Sox. Has gone six up, six down, and now you go to the bottom half, and hopefully you can add a couple base runners here.
First pitch to Lugo, and he looks at a breaking ball, down and away. One ball, no strikes for the 269 hitter. He owns the top batting average on the Red Sox roster, the 1-0. And he looks at a breaking ball downstairs and away once more. Two balls, no strikes. 16 RBI. Lugo, one interesting thing, has yet to homer so far this year, but he has pop. He has plenty of pop, the 2-0. He swings, tanks it high into the air, down the left field line, gone! Right on cue, Andy Lugo. And he stops in second. What you got, Carter?
Believe it hit off the very, very, very tippy top of the wall.
It'll happen. It'll happen. It was bound to happen at some point.
Could not have been more perfect time. Could not have been more perfect time.
Well, he is the league leader in doubles, so give him his 20th now. And let's see this thing.
Just on the corner here.
Yeah.
Very tough.
My bad, guys. I'll take the blame for that one.
Hey, that was perfectly teed up. I mean, could not have been any better.
Well, I wish he left the yard. But it sets the table for Framy DeLeon. First pitch, he swings, lifts it back to the netting, foul, nothing and one. How about Framing? Back from a quick little stint in Portland at the AA level, a little bit of an on-paper move, but an awesome opportunity for him to go fill a couple of spots up with the Sea Dogs at AA. Nothing at one to count, runner off of second, nobody out the pitch. Looks at a fastball down and in, one and one.
I can't believe I didn't see that.
No,
that was very
John
Sterling.
It was teed up so perfectly. We just got a text with the. Now what did I miss?
One one. He swings, chops it foul right side.
It was a great call. It was a great call. I want to say that.
Thanks, buddy.
But no, you teed it up perfectly. Hit off the top of the wall. Andy Lugo, still an extra base hit. Sox will take that here in the third.
Well, not only that, I mentioned he's the Carolina League leader in doubles, so give him another one.
Yes.
That one's not going on the reel, though. DeLeon with a 1-2 count. Polo brings it home. Breaking ball down and in. Two balls, two strikes for Framy DeLeon. It was funny. Framy was hype.
Yes.
And I mean hype to get an opportunity to go play up in Portland. Running around the clubhouse, telling everybody, double A, baby, was all over his social medias.
Yep.
Played in two games up there. Two balls, two strikes, here's the pitch. This is down and away with a fastball, 3-2. It actually, weirdly enough, was sent up again the other day. I don't know if he ever actually got fully up there because then it was kind of sent right back.
again, an on-paper move to fill some spots, but nevertheless, such an exciting opportunity, no matter what way you want to spin it.
Sure, absolutely. The experience to be around those guys, too.
Payoff pitch runs high, and it's a full-count walk for Framy De Leon. Runners on first and second, still nobody out here in the third. Big chance for the Sox.
Big chance indeed. Lugo De Leon, bottom of the order. Big Al stepping up to the plate. Yet to see him homer in a little while. Homer, first game of the homestand against the Downey's Wood Ducks. That was 16 days ago.
Well, if we have that kind of magic here, let's say Albert Feliz hasn't homered in a minute. Let's get that going. First and second, nobody out. First pitch to Big Al. And he eyes up a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Big Al, Albert Feliz, at the point now where he's playing about 4 out of 6 days a week. Has 5 homers on the year. Polo delivers, 0-1. He swings and tips it backwards behind home plate. Nothing in two. Played in 3 of 6 last week. That was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Kind of weird how he didn't play the first 3 days of the week, then played the back half. Once at first, DH twice, went 2 for 11, had a homer on Thursday, struck out 5 total times in the series. 0-2. Break the ball, misses downstairs, 1-2.
A strikeout for Polo would be huge here. You got the top of the order waiting on deck. Or a double play ball. We saw yesterday double play balls really fail certain individuals out of innings. And this would certainly suit up here in that direction if Big Al grounds into one here in the third.
1 ball, 2 strikes. And Polo steps off. A little bit of a fake over towards second. Well, if you're just joining us here in Salem, scoreless ball game, bottom of 3. Andy Lugo doubled. He stands off a second. De Leon walked. He's on first. The 1-2. Big Al is rung up looking with a fastball in the inner half. One gone. Big strikeout there for Polo.
And it was in the zone, according to TrackMan. Derek Pacheco behind home plate, ringing up Big Al. Now you go back to the top. One down, first and second. If Nizan's to break out of his little slide, this is a perfect time to do so.
Oh, yeah. Hitless in his last 5 games. Nizan from the right side, first pitch. He swings, tanks it into the air, and this is tailing foul. Left side, and it is foul. That had home run distance, and then some. Hit 378, 104 off the bat. Boy, just yanked it.
Yeah. Just a tad bit out in front of it. But yeah, Nizan likes to go out to left in this ballpark.
He likes them high and tight, too.
He does.
I mean, that fastball was well inside. 0-1. He swings, laces a line drive into the left field corner. This is going to score some for the Sox. Lugo comes in. Framy De Leon is stopped at third. RBI double, Nizan Zanatello. How about that to crack out of a slump?
We'll take that. Absolutely. Hit it 99 off the bat down the left field line. And Lugo, with his speed, was always going to score from second. And now all of a sudden, the Sox have an opportunity to put up a crooked number here in the third.
Brings up Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter, 18th best prospect in the organization. Out of North Atlanta High School in Atlanta, Georgia, the one-time Georgia Tech commit. So was Isaiah Drake.
Yes,
high school teammates, both committed to Georgia Tech and the ACC out of high school, and both elected that the draft was the way to go. Anderson to the third round, Drake in the fifth round. Another look here at this crushed ball down the left field line for Nizan Zanatello. And after a little bit of a slump, so good to see him smash his way out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, sometimes it only takes one. So you get that for Nizan. He's going to have probably 2-3 more ABs in this contest as the info draws in here with one down.
Second and third, one gone. First pitch to Anderson, and he takes a fastball outside. Wasn't even close, 1-0. Antonio Anderson popped out on the first pitch he saw tonight. Went 0-for-3 yesterday, pair of strikeouts. He swings and misses on a fastball, 1-1. But he was the hero on Tuesday.
Yes,
walked it off for the Sox, RBI single. The bottom of the ninth inning to win it, 2-1. Part of a two for four with a walk day. 1-1. He swings and misses. Out in front of an 85-mile-an-hour slider, 1-2.
Strikeout would be so crucial here for Antonio Anderson.
Second and third, one gone for the Sox. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with that slider way off the plate. There's two gone. Second strikeout in the frame, third on the night for Davis Polo. The table still set here for Brooks Brannan. How about this look Brooks has been going with this week? I mean, if you're watching on MILB TV, you can see it. But for our listeners at home, Brooks rolls up the right sleeve, no glove, nothing on the right arm, showing off the guns. First pitch, he takes it inside at the hip on a fastball, 1-0. Then the other arm, he's got an elbow brace, a full sleeve, and a glove. It's quite the look. It really is. For Thor, as we call him, the 1-0. Breaking ball in there, inner half for a strike, 1-1. Brooks batting 289 now,
yeah.
Two homers, eight RBI. His sample size is not quite as big. His third week here in single A, 1-1. He swings, lifts it the other way, foul into the seats, 1-2. But when he is healthy, he is playing some tremendous baseball. Does he not look like Chris Hemsworth in the later Thor movies there? I mean, come on. One ball, two strikes. Second and third for the Sox. Two gone. 1-2 to Brannan. He swings, rifles it on the ground. Left side of the infield, scooped up by Cam McGee. A fire to first in time for out number three. Well, the Sox strand two, but they get one. Off the barrel of Nizan Zanatello. It's a 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. We go to the top of the fourth after this. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox, courtesy of Nizan Zanatello's RBI double. They're ready to take it through the middle innings on the play-by-play. Mr. Carter Hill. Carter.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hader. Appreciate you there. Man, oh, man. What a gorgeous night for baseball here on this Thursday in Salem. And what a fun one so far at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, the Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets in game three of this six-game set. JoJo Ingrassia, the lefty, is back on the hill for his fourth inning of work. And he goes 3-4-5 in the Green Jackets order. Wilbur Dung, Laker Figueroa, and Cam McGee. Here's for Dung. He digs in from the right side. He walked back in the first pitch, lefty on righty, winds and fires, and it trims inside for a strike and makes it nothing and one. Verdung didn't appreciate the call, but it did catch the inside corner of the zone according to TrackMan, and JoJo back to work. There's a fastball that misses low and in, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Bill Verdung, a 229 hitter. Homer and 19 RBIs, 1-1. He sees one high and in, and it's taken for a strike, I should say. Derek Pacheco, the call behind the play. Moves the count to 1-2, and Verdung calls timeout. Today for JoJo so far, he's been so fairly sharp. 1-2, lefty deals. Breaking ball in the dirt. Evens up the count at 2-2. And it's what you expect for the former 14th round draft pick that has done wonders here in Salem, Virginia, and is first full season in the Red Sox organization. 2-2, it may have clipped him inside, and it did as it skipped in the dirt, and Verdung will take first. So leadoff hit by pitch, and it brings up Blaker Figueroa, now the third baseman. A bit of breaking ball that just spiked a little too much, where JoJo held the ball a tad bit too long. And it clipped Verdung, as you see the replay on MILB TV, on the bounce, and leadoff base runner for Augusta for the first time today. So here's Figueroa. He steps in from the right side. 0-1 today with the fielder's choice. That was back in the first. First pitch from the stretch. He sees a strike inside corner of the knees, and the count starts at 0-1. But yeah, I mean, we talked about JoJo and is molding himself into a starting pitcher down here at the single A level. Oh, wide. He swings a nice at foul, first base side. Quickly 0-2. And you look at his numbers again so far today, it's pretty spectacular. Three innings, a hit, a walk, and four strikeouts. Does have the hit by pitch now after clipping Verdung on the inside corner. No balls, two strikes to Laker Figueroa. And the lefty winds and fires. Misses low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Cam McGee, the shortstop, is on deck. Figueroa's been everywhere so far this series. He played short on Tuesday, was at second yesterday, at the hot corner today, as the throw to first is not in time. Verdung back in safely. The Green Jackets at 27-37. The Red Sox, 33-32. A win for Salem. They're above 500.5 for the first time since 2021. 1-2, breaking ball sails high and away. Evens up the count at 2-2. And why would a win be so massive today? I think it speaks volumes after the start that Salem got off to finish above 500 in the first half. Set up some momentum going forward to Tsui through the first, and Verdung back in safely. Set up some momentum going forward, and with the team that Salem has here right now, no reason why they couldn't go on a run in the second half of play. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Salem on top, 1-0 in the fourth. The pitch, he swings and misses for strike three. Right through a breaking ball, down and in. JoJo, another strikeout. That's number five, and here's Cam McGee, the shortstop. Cam McGee. We talked about him back in the second when he struck out. Went to Washington State. Started his college career at Arizona State. And we started telling this story back on Tuesday. Throw to first, he is not there. We'll reset. Well, Cam McGee comes from quite the athletic family. Started his career at Arizona State. While his brother Brandon played football at Arizona State. First pitch, he swings and misses. Right there, a fastball, 0-1. From 2009 to 2012. Not only did he play football there, though, he's a two-sport athlete. On the gridiron and the baseball field. And not only was he good enough to do that in the then Pac-12, 0-1 for the play is taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. All right, so Arizona State, he does this so well at the collegiate level, he gets an opportunity at the pro level, right? He goes not only to the NFL as a linebacker, but two, he swings, pops it up, shallow left. Right there, Andy Lugo, to his right in fair ground, is there and makes the catch for out number two. So two down, and here's Cade Kerr in the left field. But just to put a bow on that thing. So Brandon plays at Arizona State. He then plays for the Bucs in the NFL. Well, he's good enough at the second base position at Arizona State. Or he's drafted not once, not twice, but three times in the MLB draft. Once at a high school, first pitch, swing, and a miss. 0-1 as he gets away from Brooks, but not far enough away for the runner to advance. Drafted out of high school by the Rays, after his junior year with the Sun Devils by the Oakland A's. And then finally, how about this? This is where it all ties in. He's drafted after his senior year at Arizona State, throw to first, not in time. By the Boston Red Sox, of course. 23rd round. and he plays pro ball up to the 2015 minor league season. 0-1, runner off from first, swing and a miss, throw it into second, will be not in time. So a strike on Kern, count moves to nothing and two, but Verdung swipes the bag, and a potential tie and run is now in scoring position. So that's pretty cool, right? You got your brother who did both in college, but then he does both at the pro level. Plays in the NFL and also plays some pro baseball in the Boston Red Sox organization. 0-2, so we're going to bounce her left side. To his left, Zanatello. He gloves, bobbles, and everybody's going to be safe. Moving to third on the play, Verdung. And Kern will reach on likely an E6. Could be an infield single, though. We'll see. Slow roller left side. Zanatello came in and hit off the bottom of his glove. See how they score. And it is an E6 on Zanatello. Third error of the series for Nizan, and it brings up Robert Gonzalez. First pitch, he swings and bounces it foul. First base side. Count starts at 0-1. So far in the frame, a hit by pitch, a strikeout, a flyout in foul ground, and an E6 on Nizan. 0-1, winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Out front of a breaking ball, low and away. No balls and two strikes. A strikeout would be massive here. Jacob Godman, catcher, awaits on deck. First and third, two down. And the pitch. In the dirt it goes. Gets away from Brooks as moving to second, Kern. But staying at third is Verdung. And it counts now a ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1. He bounced out back in the second. Sox lead 1-0 on the Nizan Zanatello. RBI double. 1-2 from the belt and the pitch. Just misses low and inside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Gonzalez at 174 on the year. A homer and 19 RBIs. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the lefty deals. In the dirt it goes. Count runs full. You do have first base open, but yeah, if possible, do not want to walk the bases loaded. Just having secured the one-run lead in the third. 3-2. Off a third, Verdung. Off a second is Kern. And he winds and fires. Just misses low and outside. And there's ball four. So a two-out walk to Gonzalez, and with the bases juiced, it brings up Jacob Godman, starting catcher.
We're officially on Twitter.
There we go. Designs Anatello's RBI double is. Brooks Brandon will come out and have a conversation with the lefty in Gracia. All right, let's set you up here. Sox with a one-run lead. They got it back in the third. Two down here in the top of the fourth. The bases are loaded. Will Verdung's down at third. Kate Kern at second. Robert Gonzalez is off of first. There is yet to be a hit in the inning. Augusta only has one so far in the contest. It was Kate Kern's bloop single down the right field line in the second. Godman is 0-1 with a strikeout. Heading 190 on the season. No homers, five ribbies. Huge, huge AB here. First pitch, kicks and deals, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. You just need an out if you're JoJo and Gracia and the Red Sox. Does have five strikeouts on the deck. Has the swing and miss stuff. A one, swing and a miss. Nothing in two.
That's big.
And now you're way ahead. As time's called. The breaking ball has been the key today. And you have the waste pitch if you want it. But with Verdung off a third, you don't want to spike one in the dirt. Already a wild pitch in the inning. 0-2, he kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes, gets away, and a run's going to score. Verdung trots home, and everybody advances 90 feet. And we're tied at one here in the fourth. Counts 1-2.
Jeez, couldn't afford that, Carter, like you said.
It's rare this team this year has shot themselves in the foot, but that's one of those moments, right, that you come back and circle later in the game.
One ball, two strikes on Jacob Godman. Second and third, two down. All tied at one. And the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Godman down on strikes for the second time today. But we head to the home half of the fourth, tied at one in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All tied at one between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. And game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Part of the order for the Red Sox, 4-5-6, it goes. Nelly Taylor Jr., Freddy Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Yudzeta. The right-hander Polo is back on the bump. His first pitch will be taken for a strike outside corner right at the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. A one, and the dirt goes, evens up the count at one and one. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. 1-1. Peyton sees it low and in, moves the count to 2-1. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people. Tried to get that in between pitches today.
I like that.
2-1. And he sees one just low and inside, moves the count to 3-1. Oh, the Red Sox got one in the third. Design Zanatello's RBI double. Augusta evened it in the top of the fourth. 3-1. He swings, rips it into right. This one will get down for a base hit. Nelly around first will stop there, and he's got a leadoff single here in the fourth.
Good piece of hitting there for Nelly. Cranks it to his pull side. Well hit. Barreled it up. Got a piece of a fastball. Just kind of hit it off the bottom portion of the bat. He's able to crank it into right field grass for a knock. Set the table here in the fourth.
Brings up Freddy Encarnacion, starting third baseman. First pitch from the stretch. He sees one in there for a strike inside corner, right at the knees. Count starts at 0-1. Derek Pacheco again, that long strike call windup behind home plate. Gustavo Garza is in the field. Throw to first, they got him picked off. They got Nelly picked off, and now a rundown. Throw to second, not made, and Olsofsky instead lays down the tag, one down. They had him leaning. The throw to first, he was about two steps off the bag, and instead of trying to slide in, he said, well, might as well just try and see if we can extend a pickle here. Nonetheless, 1-3 put out, and there's one down.
Yeah, he slipped on his way back there.
Count still 0-1 on Fraley. And the first pitch, as he winds and fires, he swings, lifts into left. Right there, Cade Kirk. Boy, he barely has to move. He makes the catch route number two.
Yeah, just missed that one. In on the hands. Got underneath it. All of a sudden, two gone despite the leadoff knock.
Two up, two down in an unconventional way. And here's the Danny Utsen, the right fielder. That was, by the way, Salem's third hit of the contest. Now the Taylors. And Utsen with a fly out early on. First pitch, he swings, breaks the bat. Rolls it to right. And Sanchez fields it second, throws to first. And there is out number three. Quick one here in the home half of the fourth as we move to the fifth in Salem. All tied at one between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Out of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All tied at one between the Salem Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets on this Thursday evening for baseball here in Salem. Well, JoJo and Gracia's day is done, and Connor Steinbaugh, this is how they typically do it, will take over for the Red Sox. He comes in with a 1-2 record, 4.91 ERA. This is appearance number 13. Across 29 and a third innings pitched, 29 strikeouts, to overall just 14 walks. Now, those numbers were combined between High A Greenville in 5 appearances and down here at Single A Salem in 7 appearances. His numbers in Salem have been phenomenal so far. Here's the first baseman, Joe Osofsky. He steps in from the right side. First pitch, and he sees a fastball high and in. Starts the count out at 1-0. His numbers in Salem, a 1-2 record, 2.89 ERA, 18 and two-thirds innings pitched, 1-0. He sees a strike inside corner. Fastball at the knees, evens up the count at 1-1. 20 strikeouts to 9 walks down here in Southwest Virginia. 1-1, it misses low and away, boosts the count to 2-1. Osofsky with a strikeout. That was back in the third. And, you know, yes, he's 0-1, but he has been dynamic defensively today for Augusta. 2 plays and foul ground, and then the slow roller down the first baseline that he fielded moving to his left was as good as you'll see. 2-1. Swing. Get a miss. He hits up the count of 2-2. Bouncing ball right side. Off the bat of Nelly Taylor, he fielded it, moving to his left on the ground, flip to a covering Davis Polo to record the out. 2-2, swinging a tipper, just foul off the middie, Brooks Brannan. And staying alive is Osofsky. Comes in at 184 on the season. No homers and 14 ribbies. Native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the righty deals. In the dirt it goes, and the count runs full. And his story is interesting. From Pittsburgh, signs as an undrafted free agent a couple years ago out of John Carroll University, a Division III school just outside of Cleveland. And, you know, you don't see a ton of those guys get a shot professionally, but here's probably why he got it. 3-2, swing, get a miss. He got him, strike three. One up, one down for strikeout for Steinbaugh. And here's Isaiah Drake at the top. Osofsky hit, just to put a bow on that one, 449. with 5 homers and 33 ribbies last year with John Carroll. Now here he is in the Braves organization, suiting up for the Augusta Green Jackets. Isaiah Drake from the left side. 0 for 2 today. First pitch, he swings, loops into left, to his right, Andy Lugo on the run, and it falls foul, just by a couple steps. As Isaiah Drake wanted it, skipping around the base pass, and we'll have to head back to the dish.
Another one of those plays where you can look back and say, you know, what if?
Yeah.
In a ball game like this?
Absolutely. See the replay here on MILB TV. It was close. Lugo on the run, and just foul by about 2 to 3 feet.
Well, at least you saw that it was foul and didn't think it go over the fence.
Oh, gosh.
Like I did on that double.
Drake, the 22nd best prospect in the Braves system. 0-1, the pitch. Misses low and in. Breaking ball in the dirt. Evens up the count at 1-1. Fifth round pick a season ago by the Atlanta Braves. Suiting up for the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-1 from the belt. And there's a strike outside corner. Went fastball. Top of the zone. Moves the count to 1-2. And it brings up the interesting talking point, because Drake is an Atlanta kid. We talked about it a little bit during Tuesday's broadcast. 1-2. Swing. Get a miss. He got him strike three. Second of the day for Steinbaugh. 2-up, 2-down, and here's Luis Sanchez.
2-up, 2-down, just like that, both via the K, and Olsovsky. And then now top of the order and Isaiah Drake. That's a good way to start and introduce yourself into the ball game if you're Connor Steinbaugh.
By the way, had a line on JoJo and Gracia. 4 innings, a hit, a run. It was unearned. First pitch. Skips in the dirt, starts the count out at 1-0. A run, it was not earned. 2 walks and 6 strikeouts, so another solid start for JoJo in 68 pitches tossed. But yeah, it brings up an interesting talking point about Augusta and being located in the northern neck of Georgia as the 1-0 misses low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. While the ballpark is in North Augusta, South Carolina, the club obviously located in Georgia. And when the AA Mississippi Braves shift over to Georgia next year, in Columbus, Georgia, I should say, 2-0, he swings and pops it up foul down the first baseline. 2 balls and a strike. So when AA Mississippi moves to Columbus, which is right on the Georgia-Alabama state line, the Braves, I believe, will be the only major league organization out there that has every single one of their affiliates, 2-1, misses low and away, 3 balls and a strike. All 4 of their affiliated clubs, is a better way to put it, being in the same state. They'll be the only one in Major League Baseball, as far as I know, which is a great way to do it.
Super convenient. Super convenient. It allows you to experiment, I think, too. Like, hey, we're going to send this guy up for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then bring him back, you know, see how it goes.
3-1, he swings, bounces left side, charging Zenitello. He gloves, throws across to first, and there is out number 3. Sanchez retired on the 6-3 into the home half of the 5th. We go in Salem, tied at 1 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well,
bottom half of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's out at one between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox in game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. 7-8-9, it goes in the order for the Sox. Andy Lugo, Remy De Leon, and Albert Valles on Salem Beer Mongers Night. Salem, the Red Sox, when they turn into their alter egos on Thursday evenings, are 5-0 so far this season. Here's Lugo, who steps in from the right side. He's 1-for-1 today. He doubled off the top of the wall back in the third.
Was not a home run, false alarm. It was a double.
First pitch, and he sees it low and outside for a ball. The count starts at 1-0. By the way, new pitcher for the Augusta Green Jackets. It's the right-hander Diaz wearing number 12. 1-0. Misses low and away. Two balls and no strikes. He comes in with an 0-3 record with a 3.63 ERA. This is appearance number 17. Does have four saves, so he works typically in the back end of the bullpen. 2-0. There's a strike outer edge. Two balls and a strike. 22 1/3 innings pitched. 27 strikeouts to 17 walks. Two balls and a strike to Andy Lugo. He kicks and deals. Swinging a bouncer right side. Sanchez on three hops. Gloves. Throws to first. And there's out number one. 4-3 if you're keeping it at home. And here's Framie De Leon.
By the way, it sounds so cliche to say, but his double totally was a home run. Like, in every ballpark in this league, and honestly, probably all 30 major league parks as well. That might have even gotten over the monster because it's shallow.
Yes. Clipped off the very top of the wall and the 325 sign down the left field line. First pitch, De Leon will see one low and inside. Count starts at 1-0. 325 to both sides, to both corners, if you will. Down the left field line, down the right field line. And on top of that, 1-0, he swings, chops it right side. Sanchez again, throws to first. Here's out number two. Two up, two down. 2-4-3s, and here's big out. 325 down the left and the right field line, but 26 feet tall. It's a tough one.
I hate it, but because it's so difficult to hit over. We'd see so many more home runs.
Absolutely. Maybe from this guy, Big Al. First pitch is a strike inside corner. First pitch fastball at the knees, and it starts at nothing and one. Big Al with a strikeout back in the third. Caught him looking. 122 average. 0-1. He swings, towers it high in the air, shallow left. Figueroa's back, and McGee, the shortstop, calls him off and makes the catch for out number three.
Just missed him.
So a quick 3-out, 3-down frame into the six we go in Salem. All tied at one between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
go to the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Tied at one between the Salem Red Sox and the Augusta Green Jackets as it goes 3-4-5 in the Augusta order. By the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. We'll first get the first pitch into Will Verdun. He was 0-for-0 as the first pitch sails low and in. Count starts at 1-0. A walk and a hit-by-pitch on the deck. No official AB for Verdun.
But productive at that?
Yes, absolutely.
Came around to score in the fourth.
On a wild pitch.
Stole a bag.
Connor Steinbaugh back on the bump. 1-0 is a strike inside corner. 1-1. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. 1-1. He rocks and fires. Swing. Gonna miss. Dry fastball. 1-2. Visit Freedom Plasma today and help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue, Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. 1-2. And he curls and unfurls. In the dirt it goes. 2-2. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. Again, top of the sixth in Salem, tied at one between the Green Jackets and the Beer Mongols. 2-2. Swinging a grounder left side. To his left, Zanatello. He gloves, throws to first, sails high, and it gets away from Big Al. Oh, geez. We'll see how that's scored. It's a tough play for Nizan, moving to his left. The throw to Big Al was a little high and to his left, and they're already going to score it, and he's six. It's the second of the game for Nizan and the fourth of the series.
Yeah,
and he DH'd yesterday.
He had two on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something a little off here.
And you wonder if maybe the struggles at the plate are carrying over to the field a little bit. But had the RBI double earlier today, and we all know that Nizan Zanatello will be just fine. Throw to first, but he's not in time. Laker Figueroa steps in from the right side. He's 0-2. Fielder's choice and a strikeout so far on the day. First pitch from the stretch. And the righty deals. Squares around a bunt, pulls back, and misses high and tight. And the count starts at 1-0. I don't mind the bunt call here. If you're Augusta, runs have come at a premium so far in this series. You want to take advantage if possible. Cam McGee's on deck as it goes 3-4-5 in the Augusta order. 1-0. There's a strike inside corner at the knees. Evens up the count at 1-1.
This is such a big spot in the game, Carter. Just feels like one of those something's got to give type of situations in the middle innings. Like, okay, who can assert themselves now, right?
Absolutely. 1-3-2 for the Red Sox. 1-1-0 for the Green Jackets.
You feel great with Steinbaugh out there right now.
Absolutely. One, squares around the bunt, pulls back. He went around, snapper though to first will be on the time. And stepping back in, head for safely is Verdun. So 1-2 on Figueroa. Tried it twice, and now with 2 strikes, you figure the bunt's going to be off in this situation. Double play ball would also be massive for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2. He kicks and deals. So going to bounce or foul, third base side. Staying alive is Figueroa. Sox got one in the third. RBI double off the bat of Nizan Zanatello. Augusta scored in the fourth immediately after on a wild pitch that scored Will Verdun from third. The three hits for Salem, Nellie Taylor, Andy Lugo, Nizan Zanatello. Lugo's the only extra base hit of the day. The 1-2, runner goes from first, and it's a swing and a chopper foul, third base side. We'll reset. For Augusta, Cade Kern had the single back in the second. That's where we currently stand. Final game of the first half of play in the Carolina League North. A victory for the Red Sox. They're above 500 in a half for the first time since 2021. One ball, two strikes. And the righty deals. Misses low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2.
That year they finished with the second best overall record. Didn't make the postseason. Got to be a champ in either the first or the second half.
Two balls, two strikes. Throw to first. Not in time. Head first slide back in there for Verdun. Connor Steinball is, we said it with Michael Sansone yesterday, somebody who can follow up a starting pitcher and really give you the distance if he's on, like Sansone did yesterday. Two balls, two strikes. He kicks and deals. Runner off from first. Swing the bouncer. Third base side. That's a fair ball. Backhanded Encarnacion. Throw across the first. In time for out number one.
So good. He's so good. That is not an easy throw. And he puts it on
not
a laser.
At all. Barely in foul ground. You'll see the replay on MILB TV. As he shifted to his right, backhanded, stopped, recollected his footing, and
boom,
threw across the first.
I mean, that thing's on a rope.
But the decision to run for Augusta pays off, as now the go-ahead runs in scoring position for Cam McGee. Starting shortstop for the Green Jackets is 0-2. Strikeout and a pop-up. Back in the fourth. First pitch. There's a strike inside corner. And check that time score. And no, a pitch clock violation was assessed to Connor Steinball. So instead of nothing and one, it will start it 1-0. The count will. First pitch clock violation I think we've seen all week here at Salem.
And it's been a minute.
1-0. Misses high and away. Two balls, no strikes.
Well, because we've had quite the opposite of pitch clock violations.
Absolutely.
We've had pitchers that are mowing them down, pitching with double digits left on the clock.
Last night's game was an hour and 50 minutes long.
Never seen anything like that.
Two balls, no strikes. He swings, lifts it into left center. Moving back is Andy Lugo. He's there. And will make the catch head high for out number two. Verdun retreats back to second, and there's two down for Cade Kerr.
Good communication in the gap. I thought it was Nelly Taylor's ball for a second, and Lugo calls him off. Had a shorter run at it for sure, but sometimes the center fielder holds precedent.
Yes. And for Nelly Taylor, who can catch just about anything out there, moving right to left or left to right in any situation. Here's Kern, 1-2. First pitch, righty deals. High inside fastball, start set, a ball and no strikes. Loop single back in the second, down the right field line. Reached on a Nizan Zitatello error. Was back in the fourth. Former Ohio State Buckeye. 1-0 the pitch. He swings, fists it straight away center. To his left is Nelly Taylor. Right there and makes the catch for out number three. Got him in on the hands, and Kern is retired as we move to the seventh in Salem. Knotted up at one between the Red Sox and the Green Jackets. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Outside at one between the Augusta Green Jackets and Salem Red Sox. Game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. And what a gorgeous one it is for baseball here in Salem, Virginia. As it goes, top of the order for the Red Sox. 1-2-3. Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannan. Threddy Diaz is back on the bump. Here's his first pitch. And it's a first pitch fastball in their first strike inside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. Nizan, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Former second round pick a year ago. A one. Swing. Gonna miss. Nothing and two. In 2023. You know, his slot was for right around 1.7 mil. He signed for 1.3 over that. It shows you what the Red Sox organization thinks of this young man here in Nizan Zanatello. 19-year-old out of St. Louis. 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Zanatello down on strikes for the second time today. And here's Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter. Anderson is 0-2. Popped up in foul ground to Luis Sanchez, the second baseman. Also struck out. First pitch in there for a strike inside corner at the knees. Nothing in one. Davis Polo got the start for Augusta, and he was nails for the Green Jackets, quite frankly. As was JoJo Ingracia. 0-1. He swings and misses for strike two. Balls, two strikes. A pitcher's duel all week long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-1 victory for the Sox because of this man right here, Antonio Anderson, walk-off single on Tuesday. 0-2, he swings, drills it into right center. Robert Gonzalez to his right will make the catch at his waist for out number two. Two up, two down, and here's Brooks Brannan.
That's good contact right there, loud for sure. Hit right to a defender. Rare quiet couple of days for the Sox bats.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
Brooks is 0 for 2. First pitch from Diaz. He swings, ropes it into right center. This gets down for a base hit. First hit of the day for Brooks, a two-out single. And the Sox have something cooking here in the sixth. Brings up Nellie Taylor now, center fielder. Two down, runner on first. But back to the week. Red Sox 2-1 winners on Tuesday, and then yesterday we mentioned the hour and 50-minute long game. Shortest of the season for the Sox. A 2-0 loss. First pitch, he swings and cranks it foul down the left field line. No balls in one strike. Teomar Diaz, inning number two of work. 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. 0-1 from the belt. He swings and taps it foul. No balls, two strikes. Just in case, Fraley Encarnacion awaits in the on-deck circle. Off of first, Brooks Brannan. Had the two-out single deposited in the right center. And Nelly tries to come through here. 0-2. Misses way outside on the fastball. One ball, two strikes. Ripped a single in the fourth. One for two on the day with the bounce set also back in the second. 1-2. He swings and grounds it foul, first base side.
Carter, did you see that at Rickwood Field, what they got going on? So it is the oldest stadium in the country.
Yeah, in right? Birmingham.
Yeah, and so they have the broadcast booth set up on the roof. They manufactured a broadcast booth.
That's pretty cool.
There is no broadcast.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
1-2, and he catches him for strike three on the outside corner. Rings him up on the outer half as Nelly's down on strikes, and to the seventh we go. here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Knotted up at one. Got a good one here in Southwest VA. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top seven here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Knotted up at one between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Beer Mongers on this Thursday evening for baseball here in Salem. 7-8-9, it goes in the Augusta order, trying to break this 1-1 tie. Robert Gonzalez, Jacob Godman, and Joe Olsofsky, the starting first baseman. Gonzalez from the left side is 0-1 on the day with a bounce out and a walk in the contest. Connor Steinbaugh's first pitch as he winds and fires is a misser low and inside. First pitch breaking ball. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. Final day of the first half of play in the Carolina League home. One ball, no strikes. And it's a fastball high and tight. Moves the count to 2-0. The Carolina Mudcats, they won the first half in the Carolina League North. The Kannapolis Cannonballers won the first half in the Carolina League South. Those two teams will be in the postseason. Who will join them? We'll find out in September. 2-0, misses low and in. Three balls and no strikes as Gonzalez dances out of the way. And the Red Sox, with the way they've been playing recently, you would feel like they're well equipped to be in that conversation the next couple of months. A lot of momentum here in Salem, and a win tonight would add on. 3-0, misses high and away. Four-pitch walk to lead off the fray.
Well, not ideal, but it doesn't kill you, that's for sure.
Connor Steinbaugh is on for his third inning of work. First walk of the day just now. Two strikeouts, no hits, no runs. He's been fairly sharp, relieving JoJo at Gracia. Here's Godman. He's 0-2. Two strikeouts so far on the evening. First pitch from the stretch. He swings, drills it high in the air. Deep left. Moving back, Andy Lugo with space. Calls off Taylor and makes the catch for out number one as tagging momentarily is Gonzalez, but he retreats back to first. And there's one down for the first baseman, Olsofsky.
That's been one thing. Like, the Sox outfielders are playing these nicely because there's been no advancement.
No.
There's been no tagging up. Not even second to third. Obviously,
first to
tagging
second is more
second
uncommon.
Is definitely tough, but not even second to third.
Olsofsky is also 0-2. 2 Ks, throw to first, and not in time. Also seen a lot of throws to first today.
Yeah.
As well.
Funny how series to series, like, the game's just different.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at it. What have we seen pitchers duel after pitchers duel after pitchers duel this year?
Yeah.
And we've seen outstanding pitching.
Absolutely.
Out of the Red Sox, but somebody usually is pulling away.
Here's a strike inside corner. First pitch to Olsofsky. Count starts at nothing and one.
These two teams match up interestingly. Neither
yes.
one of them blow the, you know, the laces off the baseball, but they both can pitch.
Yes, absolutely. Throw to first again. And what a stop by Big Al. It pulls them off the bat.
They both have their moments of playing really good defense, but then can also cough up a couple with some errors. Like, it's just, they're very similar
yeah.
in a lot of ways. They mirror each other in a lot of ways.
No doubt.
Could be a fun week. Already has been.
No balls, one strike. Duretti curls and unfurls, and he swings and chops it foul down the third base line. Well, talking to no other broadcaster back on Tuesday, he said these games are probably going to be pretty low scoring because Augusta can pitch.
So
offensively, it's a little bit different for them. They came into the series hitting 2-3. That was the lowest in the Carolina League.
Right.
And they've only scored, they've scored so far in the series, just 3 runs and not 4 on the day.
But Salem hits better on the road than they do
they
at
do,
home.
As does most people here in this ballpark. But they've adjusted nicely here
at
Salem Memorial Ballpark.
I mean, it's no stranger to have the two league leaders in
doubles. A 2-runner-off from first and misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time. 1-2 and a stolen bag for Gonzalez. Potential go-ahead runs now in scoring position with one down.
If you had one league leader in doubles, you could say, okay sure. But
sure.
When you have the two top league leaders in doubles, you just know your ballpark at home is playing to you fondly.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Andy Lugo and Nellie Taylor Jr., for those that don't know.
1-2. He swings, lines it up the middle. On the back end, De Leon looks to third. Throw to first is in time for out number two. Gonzalez moves to third. But there's two down for the top of the order.
That just makes that stolen bag that much bigger because that was a double play otherwise.
Nice play, though, by Framie De Leon up the middle.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. The ball was cranked. Steinbaugh had a chance at it. But, I mean, shoot, that stolen bag. Otherwise, this inning's over.
Yeah. And here comes Juan Rivera, pitching coach, who have a conversation with right-hander Steinbaugh. C.J. Wines is loosening up in the Salem bullpen. See him there on MILB TV. Number 33 in the Beer Mongers unis. Yeah, looking at the pitch count so far. Connor Steinbaugh. Throwing 41 pitches. I would think if you're Liam Carroll and crew, you'll want to try and get him through this frame, if possible. I think that's the hope and the goal in this situation. Nonetheless, fourth AB of the day for Isaiah Drake. Starting center fielder is 0-3. A bounce out, a fly out, and a strikeout. First pitch, and he sees one high and away on the first pitch fastball. 1 ball, no strikes. Top 7 in Salem, tied at 1 between the Green Jackets and the Beer Mongers. Game 3 of this 6-game set. 2 down, runner off a third. Connor Steinbaugh on the bump, the 1-0. He swings and drills it foul. Back to the netting. 1 ball, 1 strike. And this geo is probably, to this point, the at-bat of the game. You're hitting the latter portions of the contest. You give up a run here. Obviously, just a 1-run deficit, but it's been low scoring throughout.
It feels like an eternity,
he
one
swings,
run.
Swings, bounces it right side. Steinbaugh off the mound. Fields flips to first, and a big out number 3.
Huge. Huge.
1-3 putout retires Drake after the slow roller down the first baseline. And it's stretch time here in Salem as we move to the home half of the 7th at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tied at 1 between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of seven here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We're throwing t-shirts here at the yard. My tune today did not go extremely well, to the point where some of the crowd's looking up saying, what the heck? I missed about five rows short. Yours were perfect. Hey, people, right? Hit some fans down there right on the money, and what a catch by one of them right beneath us.
Yeah, there's one-hander.
One of our buddies right beneath us with his young daughter enjoying some baseball.
Where's that?
First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion. Righty on righty, Wyans fires, and there's a first pitch strike outside corner. Count is nothing and one.
If I saw Andy right there, I would have thrown the t-shirt that way.
That's crazy. A one, swinging a tipper foul. First base side, nothing in two. I don't think he was turning around looking back this way. We would have seen him, right?
I guess so, yeah. Oh, now I feel bad.
Oh, me too.
We hooked him up with tickets, though.
Yeah. Yes, we did. Well, back to baseball. 5-6-7 in the Red Sox order. 0-2 to Encarnacion, and he swings and pops it up in the infield. Foul ground for Jacob Gobin. He throws off the mask, and it falls just foul off the netting. Still landed technically in play off the railing, but I think he got off to such a late start finding the ball, there was a chance. For the former Oral Roberts Golden Eagle. Encarnacion, Yuten, and Andy Lugo in a tie ball game at one here in the bottom of the seventh. No balls, two strikes to the Red Sox starting third baseman. And he curls and unfurls. He swings, grounds it right side, to his left is Sanchez, and it's past him for a base hit. Leadoff single. Fraley Encarnacion and the Red Sox are set up in the seventh.
It's a nice little slow roller. Hits it to the right spot. Good chance for Sanchez, but, I mean, he does everything he can here. It's a great stop.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can ask for there. And leadoff base runner here for the Sox. That's got to be a hit, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Tipped off the end of his glove. Diving, moving to his left. Here's the Danutin. First pitch, and he sees one low and away. First pitch fastball misses for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Fraley gets it going. Just need another couple base runners for the Sox.
Let's get it going.
1-0. He swings, bounces it right side. Sanchez again, gloves, looks to second, throw to first. In time for out number one, but he'll take that. It's almost like a bunt for the Red Sox as Encarnacion moves down to second.
Yep, moves the runner, puts him in scoring position, and like you mentioned, last half inning, Carter, a runner in scoring position at this point in the ballgame just kind of feels like gold, right? 1-1 game, low-scoring affair. The Sox out hitting them 5-1. Those two errors for Salem.
Here's Andy Lugo. Throw to second, not in time, as Sanchez has to leap up to prevent it from going into straightaway center field. And Isaiah Drake, with how far back he's playing out in center, who knows? Fraley could have scored on that one if it gets by him. Lugo is 1-for-2. The ready deals, and he swings and tips it foul. Third base side. No balls and a strike.
He was about one blown call away from his first home run of the year.
Double down the left field line off the very top of the wall. Out and straightaway left. A one. Swing. Get a miss. High fastball right through it. And it's nothing in two.
I thought it cleared the fence. My eyes deceived me.
Well, it hit off the white sign out there, which is where it can get you. 0-2. He swings and pops it up foul, first base side.
It was just like that John Sterling clip where he goes. Now, what did I miss? Because he's standing at first.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Remy De Leon is in the on-deck circle. Well, John Sterling's one of the legends, so.
Yeah.
0-2. He swings, barely gets a piece of it to stay alive for Andy Lugo.
He goes, a Stantonian blast.
That was at Fenway.
Yeah.
Because it was
off
at the
top of the
monster.
Yeah. Now, what did I miss? Because he's standing at first.
Ah, jeez.
Gone, but caught. Caught by Toppy.
0-2. Throw to second, and diving back in head first, just barely Fraley Encarnacion. tied
spot.
At one, bottom of the seventh, off of second Encarnacion, one down. 0-2 pitch coming to Andy Lugo. And the righty deals. He swings, lines it right side. It's down for a base hit. Encarnacion had to hold up, so he just gets to third. But that's a big single for Andy Lugo. And there's first and third with one down for Framie De Leon.
Especially on the 0-2, I think a situation where you just kind of have to put your barrel in front of anything in the zone and ends up getting the right piece of it because he pokes it up over the head of the second baseman and down into center field grass for a base hit. Shallow knock, puts runners on the corners, and huge. What a flip of the script. You're down 0-2, and all of a sudden you turn it into a base hit.
Well, now the pitching coach, Elvin Diaz, is going to come out and have a conversation with the right-hander, Heomar Diaz. And you got to think, if you're Augusta, you're hoping for the double play ball now in this situation. I could see the corner. This could be one of those situations where the corners play in, middle infield plays back open for the double play. But the Red Sox, a chance for a big blow in this contest and to take a 2-1 lead off the back of Framie De Leon. In his first game back here at home in the lineup since returning from AA Portland, he went up for about a 5-6 game stretch. He played in two games with the Sea Dogs. One off the bench, and then he got a start playing second at the AA level. Starts a game in Fayetteville, and now back here in Salem, stepping in from the left side. 1-for-2 day, rather 0-for-1 day. A walk and a bounce out. First pitch, he swings, lines it left side, it falters foul. Count starts at 0-1. Entire infield was playing back. Now the middle infield waits back. The corners shift in. Olsovsky is holding the runner on at first, and Figueroa plays in at third, even with the bat. No balls in a strike, the pitch. Misses, high and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Big Al Albert Feliz is in the on-deck circle. Two big opportunities here for the Red Sox. The 1-1. He swings and grounds it foul. Barely missing Feliz in the on-deck circle. One ball, two strikes.
Did that hit off the front, or did that get in there?
I think it hit off the front. I saw Big Al hand it off to Liam Carroll. So now it sets up the potential put-away pitch. You don't want to spike one like the Red Sox did earlier. But a strikeout here would be absolutely gargantuous for the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-2. He swings. Lines it in the air. Straightaway center. Moving back Isaiah Drake. He makes the catch. Tagging from third Encarnacion. He'll come in to score with ease. And the Red Sox have a 2-1 lead.
Yes, sir. How big is that? That just goes to show how huge Andy Lugo's bloop single over the head of the second baseman was in an 0-2 count, right? Because that easily could have been out number two.
Yeah.
Instead, it keeps him alive, puts runners on the corners, and puts you in a position where you can have a sacrifice fly.
And that's winning baseball.
No doubt.
You know, you'll take that, absolutely. And that's the luxury of having a runner off a third in that situation. There's Big Al. Albert Feliz, the first baseman. First pitch, runner off from first. Swing and a miss. Throw to second will be not in time.
I thought he had him.
To be totally honest, it was a perfect strike by Jacob Godman by the dish. Sanchez and McGee couldn't believe it. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Perfect throw. Yeah, the Red Sox will take it. The Red Sox will take it. 0-1. Misses. High and away.
I'm surprised.
One ball, one strike.
I'm surprised nobody came out to protest that. You know, something that's been interesting just that I've noticed is Liam would protest a lot more last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of stays in the dugout this year.
1-1. Swing and a miss right through a breaking ball. Moves the count to 1-2.
I think the biggest thing is, though, is like, right, you don't really have an argument because there's no review.
Yes.
So, like,
I saw, I think, once last year where they got together and then decided to actually overturn it.
You don't see it. 1-2 is swung on and cranked down the left field line. That ball is way gone. Big Al comes through, and the Sox lead it 4-1.
Well, Big Al says, how about number 6 on the year? Forget the sacrifice fly to go up one. We're going to add some more. And I think now you could call it insurance. The way that this ball game in this series has gone, you blink and it's a 3-run advantage for the Sox. Courtesy of Framy De Leon's sack fly and Big Al's 2-run bomb.
All right, brings up Nizan Zanatello. A 3-spot for the Red Sox in the 7th. And by all means, so far in this series, this would constitute as blowing the game open. First pitch is a ball that misses low and inside right at the knees, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes.
For the first time in this series, a team has eclipsed 2 runs.
Yes. 1-0 is a misser low and inside. Moves the count to 2-0.
Up till tonight, 2 had been enough.
And check that call to strike behind the dish by Derek Pacheco. So the count is 1-1 as the righty winds and fires. And there's strike number 2, inside corner right at the knees. So 1-2 to Zanatello, who is 1-for-3 on the day. 2 strikeouts and a double ripped down the left field line. Sox now 6 outs away from a big-time Thursday evening victory. The 1-2, he swings and chops it foul, third base side.
That one went 404 feet. 107 off the bat, courtesy of...
That was a no-doubter.
Mr. Feliz.
Down the left field line. One, two. He curls and unfurls. And ring him up, strike 3, inside corner. Got him with the fastball on the inner edge, right above the knees. And Zanatello retired on strikes for the third time today. But the big swing in the frame. Big Al, Albert Feliz, a no-doubter to left. Bomb number 6 on the season. And the Red Sox take a 4-1 lead going into the 8th. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 8th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-1, the Red Sox with a 3-run advantage over the Augusta Green Jackets. And taking us the rest of the way home on our play-by-play duties, here is Mr. Giovanni Hughes.
Appreciate it, Carter. C.J. Ween's the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. 23-year-old righty, 6th-round pick out of Western Kentucky. The Joliet, Illinois native, toes the rubber, comes in relief for Connor Steinbaum, who ended up coming in for JoJo Ingracia, tonight's starting pitcher. Third arm of the night for the Sox. First pitch on the way, and a fastball deflects off the mitt high and in. Brooks Brandon behind the dish. The count to Luis Sanchez, now 1-0. 2-3-4 due up for the Green Jackets, and now all of a sudden they find themselves in quite the hole. Largest deficit that either team has faced so far this week. C.J. Ween's on the hill. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside, 2-0. No team has scored more than two runs in the first two ball games. 2-1 the final on Tuesday, 2-0 in favor of Augusta the final on Wednesday. The Red Sox now lead it 4-1 in the eighth, 2-0. Fastball called a strike in her half with a count now 2-1.
Well, now you need that shutdown frame if you're the right-hander in this situation, right? I mean, you're up three runs, you get the three spot in the bottom of the seventh, and you need to kind of quiet things down here if you're safe.
Here's a swing and a lifter high into the air, into the gap right field, underneath the U-10, and he makes a head-high catch for out number one.
Good start right there. One up, one down. And you're at the part of the order, too, for Augusta that can concern you with Sanchez, Verdung, and Laker Figueroa.
Well, Luis Sanchez drops now to 0-4, but Will Verdung has been aboard three times.
Yes.
A walk, a hit by pitch, and aboard with an error. First pitch is a fastball in the inner half called a strike, nothing in one. Batting average sits at .228. Is yet to register a hit. Augusta has just one lonely hit today. It did result in a run. One gone, nobody on. The 0-1. Verdung fists it into the netting, right side foul, nothing in two. Verdung does represent, though, the lone run scored. The boy with that hit by pitch stole a bag. Then a wild pitch brought him from third to home. 0-2 offering. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-2. The one hit of the day came in the second inning. Cade Curran, former Ohio State Buckeye, with a base hit. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. He swings, laces one into the gap, left center field, and Nelly Taylor dives and catches it. He dropped it just at the last second.
Very,
it looks like it came out.
Very last minute.
I mean, took it to the ground with it.
That, jeez, man. Nelly Taylor.
He took
flight. That is ridiculous. After the day he had yesterday, look at this on MILB TV. I think it's just the very last minute it came out. That is ridiculous.
He had it,
and it just slipped out.
Man, did he have it. Gee.
He knew it, too. That is unreal.
That would have been beyond SportsCenter right there. First pitch to Laker Figueroa, and he swings and misses at a fastball, nothing and one. Jeez.
Just the second hit of the day for Augusta as well.
They're scoring that at a double?
Yeah, you can't give it an error. No, absolutely not. No. Oh, my gosh.
He literally took flight. He flew.
That was insane.
Well, it's a runner off his second, and Will Verdung after his double. Nothing to one the count, one gone. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in, 1-1. I mean, when that comes off the bat, tattooed into the left center gap, I'm thinking, this is down and getting to the wall.
Yeah, he went.
I didn't think anybody had a chance. Only Nelly Taylor, really. 1-1 for Figueroa. Here's the pitch. He swings, cranks it left side, scooped up by Encarnacion. Fired a first in time. Number two.
Encarnacion automatic. Down at third. Once he comes up with it.
Brings up Cam McGee.
I just still can't believe that.
What could have been? I mean, the thing is, too, is right, like, he had it, for those that didn't get to see it, he had it all the way through until the very last second when he kind of rolled over it.
Yes.
Like, he made that catch. It was almost like in football, you'd rule that, like, he had possession for long enough. Made a football move, so to speak. First pitch to McGee, and a fastball misses down and away, 1-0. Well, big spot here for Augusta if they want to stay in this thing. 4-1 lead for the Sox, two gone, runner in scoring position on second. Top of the eighth. McGee so far today, 0-3 with a strikeout and a pair of flyouts. 1-0 pitch. He looked at a fastball called a strike inside corner. 1-1.
weird week here in Salem.
Such a, I mean.
A week unlike any other we've had. It's hard to describe, really.
The defense.
Defensively, it's been unreal.
Now, it's pitching, but also the defensive plays. 1-1. This one gets away from Brooks Brandon. A free base all the way to third moves Verdun. Thought about going around third and heading home, but it's scooped up by Felice in foul territory and tossed back in. Two balls and a strike for Cam McGee, and now a run that would cut the lead in half. Sits 90 feet away.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen. Absolutely don't want that to happen after putting up three in the bottom of the seventh.
2-1. Fastball runs high, 3-1. C.J. Weens for the Sox. 5.29 ERA, an 0-1 win-loss record. He's got two saves to his name so far this year. He's dealt 17 total innings. 3-1. Fastball taken high. Five-pitch walk. Runners on the corners, two gone.
Well, you did have first base open, but at the same time, you absolutely do not want to walk somebody. Because all of a sudden, the Green Jackets bring the tying run to the plate. Kate Kern.
And now a mound visit taking place is Brandon having a short conversation with Weens. De Leon going to join him. How big, Carter, for the Red Sox if they can find a way to win? 6-0 on Thursday?
Insane. Crazy. Yeah, it'd be huge to finish off the first half above 500 for the first 7.5 since 2021 and to give you the momentum going forward into the second half when you feel like you can contend for a spot in the postseason. That's obviously what you want to see if you're to say the Red Sox. You know, to do what they're doing so far at home today. They've won in different ways this week, and so hopefully they can hold on to this one, because if they do, I think that's a big momentum boost going forward.
Runners on the corners, two gone. Pick off to first, and ahead for a slide. Sees Cam McGee back in there safely. Weens in the stretch from the belt. First pitch. And this is cranked high into the air, straightaway center field. Nelly Taylor on the run, and he makes the catch about 5 feet in front of the warning track. No problem for out number three. A runner stranded on the corners. 4-1 Red Sox lead. We go to the home half of the eighth after this. Time to sing a little Sweet Caroline here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here in Salem. We're still singing Sweet Caroline. 4-1, Red Sox on top, looking to make it 6-0 on Thursdays here at Carilion Clinic Field in 2024. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you. The Sox need to go in a big spot in the order. Antonio Anderson heads to the dish, followed up by Brooks Brandon. And Nelly Taylor Jr., 2-3-4. 18-year-old out of Atlanta digs in. Switch hitter stands from the left side. And at this point, Carter, you're looking to just add some on.
Yes, you are. Absolutely. Absolutely trying to do that. You know, up three, you feel good about things. Just two hits for Augusta. But at the same time, I always want to add on to the game of baseball.
First pitch. This is downstairs. The count now 1-0. Red Sox cracked this game open. Three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning.
take a 4-1 lead, 1-0. Anderson lifts one back towards us, up over our head, 1-1.
Here it hit the roof. Doesn't typically happen here in Salem. Antonio Anderson is, you alluded to, 0-3, but has hit a couple balls hard as well.
1-1, breaking ball down and in, 2-1. New pitcher on the hill on the other side for Augusta. Bo Phillip, 25-year-old righty, second-round pick in 2019 to the Braves out of Oregon State. 2-1. Here's a swing and a line drive down for a base hit up the middle. Leadoff single in the eighth for Antonio Anderson. First hit of the night. The Sox back in business.
Yeah, absolutely. Hit that ball hard for double A. First hit of the day for him. Eighth for Salem, kind of quietly as well. Hit the ball hard, 96 off the bat, right up the middle. And the six, the Sox are in a situation now where, hey, try to make this an unsafe situation for whoever comes out of the pen, if anybody does.
First pitch to Brannon, misses down and in, and Thor looks at a ball, 1-0.
Thor, yeah.
Thor.
Does look like Chris Hemsworth, as we were talking
He
about.
Unraveled his right sleeve.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Had to
put the guns away for the rest of the night. No sun out. Can't have the guns out with no sun out. The 1-0. Misses down and away. 2-0. I got to ask him tomorrow. Something tells me that's literally because the sun has set. Isn't that the most Brooks Brannon thing ever? Think about it. This week, when the sun's out, the sleeve's up.
Yep.
Here it is, sundown.
I think that has to be it.
Last night, the sun was still up when we ended. 2-0. Misses down and away. 3-0. Had it throughout the whole game, but we literally left here with the sun setting because the game lasted an hour and 50 minutes.
The game ended 9 minutes ago yesterday, 8:59.
That's insanity. This game's moved at excellent pace
as well,
considering
yes.
It's the bottom of the eighth. 3-0. He swings and misses on a high fastball, 3-1. Bo Phillip. He had 25-year-old, 2019 draft pick. Not always that you see him down at single A at that age. He gathers at the belt, winds and fires, 3-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away, and it fills it up, 3-2. Brannon, batting average up to 300. After that base hit in the sixth.
Well, also awesome start for him so far this series. 3-for-4 back on Tuesday, and then you add in today.
Payoff pitch. This is inside. First and second for the Sox. Nobody out in the eighth.
And now 4-for-6 with the walk. And an RPI in the series. He's been the X factor.
Here's Nelly Taylor Jr. Seems A-OK after nearly bringing in the catch of the year. Just squibbed out of his mitt. Took flight, trying to reel one in the left center gap. One of the most incredible plays we've seen. First pitch. And he eyes up a fastball for a strike. Nothing at one.
Come on now, if you're the Green Jackets, if you're Augusta, you got to throw a double play ball here. Strikeout or double play ball, if possible.
0-1. Breaking ball down and away. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings, lifts it back towards us. Into the seats. 1-2. Nelly Taylor, 28 RBI on the season. Chance for two more with Brannon and Anderson on the first pass.
And Nelly Taylor, too. You mentioned the single back in the fourth. You add his bat to what he does in center field.
Well, he swings, lifts it. Shallow right field. Underneath it, the shortstop, and he makes the catch for out number one.
You know, you add his bat with what he does on center field. There's a good chance that you can see Nelly Taylor. He's not the most highly regarded in the system, but you could easily see Nelly Taylor being a big contributor at a very high level of baseball.
Sure.
With the intangibles, if you will, too, that he possesses.
Same with this guy.
Yes,
Encarnacion. First pitch. This is down and away, 1-0. Fraley defensively is so impressive.
Yeah, it's great.
And he's got a great bat. 267 hitter, two homers on the year, 15 RBI.
Base hit in the seventh today as he looks at a ball down and away. It just nearly gets away from Godman enough for Anderson to take off and swipe third.
That's big too, because now with the wild pitch, he's going to advance to third, and I would assume it's a situation where if you're Augusta, the corners, they got to play in. Middle infield's going to have to play back, hoping to turn the double play, but you cannot give up a fifth run here and make this a four-run game. And Fraley's somebody who hits the ball hard. You don't exactly enjoy playing in with him at the plate.
No. 2-0. He knifes it foul. Back behind home plate.
Nice catch.
How about that? 2-2.
Strikeout would be massive.
2-2. Fastball runs high. Fills it up. 3-2.
Danny Utsan lurks in the on-deck circle. For three on the day.
Carter, what do you got when you pull up Bo Phillip on the MILB? As this one's popped up foul territory right side into the seats. One more time, 3-2. Because for me...
All right, so say this one more time.
It comes up with batting statistics rather than pitching statistics. Bo Phillip, currently the righty on the hill. 25-year-old drafted in the second round out of Oregon State in 2019. Yet all of his statistics from a year ago are batting. 3-2. Here's a swing and a knifer through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Anderson comes in to score. Brannon safe at third. RBI single for Fraley Encarnacion, and it puts the Sox in front 5-1.
Two big base hits of the day for Fraley, and no surprise there. Back in the seventh, and then an RBI single here, and that's a much-needed insurance run for the Salem Red Sox. All right. Rule one. What am I supposed to look up?
Well, just click on Bo Phillip.
All right.
Everything I got says that he is a hitter. 375 at-bats in 2022, 226 last year. Played as high as double A. And then
yep,
pitching.
That's what I'm getting as well.
Pitching, this is his first year pitching. So he's a converted.
He's a pitcher. Yeah, that's exactly what he is. Started in the Braves organization, played for the old Danville Braves in the Appalachian League back in 2019.
First pitch then to Daniel Utan. He scurries away from a fastball 1-0.
Okay. Played in the Braves organization, former rookie level affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. So, of course, he played in the Braves organization. The Green Jackets, the Braves
got organization. All the way up to double A?
Yeah. Second, how about that? Good for him. Second round pick out of Oregon State.
Talk about, hey, I'll do anything to make it work, right? Chasing that dream.
Second round pick out of Oregon State, I guess just didn't work out as a position player. But said, hey, I want to try and work my way up through the system as a pitcher, and here he is.
1-0, runner takes off from first, swing and a miss, throw down to second. This gets away into shallow center field. Brooks Brannon comes in to score. Encarnacion all the way to third. It's now 6-1 Red Sox.
Well, this game has been broken open a little bit the past two frames. Had another low-scoring affair tonight, and then the Red Sox have now started to run all over the Green Jackets as well, and they've gotten some timely hits, and now hitting an opponent 9-2 is huge too.
Utan lifts one back to the netting. 1-2. Bo Phillip, righty on the hill. I was gonna say, when I saw 25 at single A, I was like, something's different.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were talking about at first. I was like, what did you say? Bo Phillip? What do you say? I had it written down.
1-2. This is crank. High into deep left down the line, chasing after a Cade Kern, and he makes the catch with one hand on the wall in left. Runner tags up, comes in to score. 7-1 Red Sox. That's out number two.
That's a nice play by Cade Kern on the left. But Nathaniel Utsen, you take it. Sack fly, RBI, 7-1, the Red Sox on top.
Well, now the bases are empty for Andy Lugo. Lugo, though, 2-for-3 today, a double and a single. He lifts this one foul into the seats right side. A
second and one. 2 gone, nobody on. 0-1 the count for Andy Lugo. 3 runs in the 7th and now in the 8th. Chopper left side, foul, nothing at 2. I mean, this is more like what we're used to.
Yeah, absolutely.
7-1, 3 runs in the 7th, 3 runs in the 8th. It was a stalemate early, though. Nobody scored till the 3rd. Sox grabbed 1. 0-2. He swings, chops it, left side of the infield, on 2 hops, into the glove of McGee, fired a first in time for out number 3. Well, the Sox tally 3 more. They lead it 7-1, well on their way to 6-0 on Thirsty Thursdays. They can get it done in the 9th. We go to the top of the 9th after this. We're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 9th here in Salem, 7-1. The Beermongers on top, well on their way to a 6-0 record on Thirsty Thursdays here at the yard. Red Sox looking to shut the door here in the top of the 9th inning. 3 outs to get. Can they make it happen? Pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, C.J. Weens, enters now his second inning of work. And Carter, don't you dare leave. You can't jinx it. You jinxed it last time. You can't leave. You're doing this to me? They're going to take off.
It's a 6-run game. If this lead dissipates, like I said last time, we're all in trouble. And if this lead is blemished by me going downstairs, and this game is tied at 7, by the time we head back upstairs, like John Sterling always says, based on me going downstairs, we're grossly underpaid.
Can't promise your popcorn will still be here when you come back. Fastball strikes the inside corner, nothing and 1. 7-1 lead. No balls at a strike for Gonzalez. Wines deals, 0-1. Swing at a tipper, back to the netting, nothing and 2. 174 hitter. Gonzalez so far today, pair of walks and a ground out. Middle of the infield over to second. Oh, 2 from Wines. Swing and a dribbler, foul off the right ankle of Robert Gonzalez. Stays nothing at 2. How about the Boston Red Sox as of late, folks? Off night tonight for the Sox. But much like the Salem Sox down here, Boston's playing some exceptional winning baseball as of late. Just won 3 consecutive series. 0-2 to Gonzalez. This is down and away, 1-2. First you beat the Phillies. Lose the first game, take the back 2 against Philadelphia at Fenway Park, one of the best teams in baseball. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. And gone. C.J. Wines with a strikeout. First K of the day for him. And it brings up Jacob Godman, the 8-hole hitting catcher. Well, then you play the Yankees. That's at Fenway Park as well. 2 of those games nationally televised. You get Sunday Night Baseball this past Sunday evening. You take 2 of 3 from the Yanks. First pitch to Godman. This is down and away with a breaking ball, 1-0. That game on Sunday was just electric at Fenway. Back and forth, and the Sox able to pull away late. One out to Godman. He swings, nubs it off the tip of his bat. It's misplayed by Wines. He still kind of tries to flick it with his mitt, diving towards first and can't get it there. So a base runner here in Godman with one gone. Trailing by six. Another error for the Sox. Brings up the nine-hole hitting first baseman, Joel Somsky. Digs in from the right side. Righty on righty matchup. Runner off of first. Well, then the Red Sox just took that show on the road. Went up to Toronto at the Rogers Center. Great spot to see a game, by the way. If you've never been up there. And they sweep the Blue Jays. It's dominant from start to finish in the series. Particularly that second game out of three, where they were able to show some true resilience. Went down early, equalized the game, and then ended up winning it 4-3. Seidon Rafaela has been on a tear as of late. A rookie just signed a contract to extend with the Red Sox. First pitch to Olsovsky, he cranks it. Left side, diving stop, Encarnacion turn, fired a first in time. A web gem of a play from Fraley Encarnacion, and there's two gone in the ninth. Wow. Something in the water this week here in Salem. You take another look on MILB TV. Diving stop down the left field line, turns, fire on a rope to first. I mean, it does not get more big league than that. Fraley Encarnacion with the defensive play of the game. First pitch to Isaiah Drake, and he eyes up a fastball top of the zone for a strike, nothing and one. 22nd best prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, the lone field position player that is ranked in the top 30, the 0-1. Looks at another fastball for a strike high in the zone, nothing and two, and all of a sudden, the Green Jackets down to their final strike of the night. Runner off of second. Two gone. 7-1 lead for the Red Sox. Wines at the belt. Kicks and deals. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with the breaking ball. Down and away. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it. 6-0 on Thirsty Thursdays as the Beer Mongers in 2024, 7-1, the final score tonight. It wasn't easy. The Red Sox didn't blow it open till the seventh, but three massive runs in the seventh inning, three more for good measure in the eighth, and the Red Sox pull away late for the 7-1 win. What a way to end the first half of 2024. I mean, right? I mean, you win the first three game set out of two, you could say. And the six game set, in the grand scheme of things, you take a 2-1 advantage. But tomorrow we wipe the slate clean. Second half starts, records out the window, 0-0, and this team is playing the best baseball that we've seen them play in 2024, the last couple of weeks. 1-4 out of six, 2 weeks back against Downey's. 1-4 out of six last week on the road at Fayetteville. And now have won two of the first three so far this week here in Salem against Augusta. Maybe, just maybe, this team's got something special in store for the second half of 2024. For everybody that makes the magic happen behind the scenes, our video production assistant, Will Howell, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, all our camera operators, the best broadcast partner a guy could ask for, Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good night from Salem. 7-1 the final score. Listen to that. Dirty Water sounds sweet to end the first half of this season. The Red Sox finish with a 34-32 record. They solidify two games above 500. They finish a half of a season above 500 for the first time since 2021. We'll see you fresh tomorrow. 6:40 pregame, 7:05 first pitch right here in Salem.
Until then, good night.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.